Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to today's conference call, which will begin shortly. If you require assistance at any time, please key star zero on your telephone. In the meantime, we will continue to play the music. Thank you for your patience. Good day, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Wessex Safety Hour conference call hosted by Mike King. My name is Christine and I'm your event manager. During the presentation, your lines will remain on listen only. If you require assistance at any time, please key star zero on your telephone and a coordinator will be happy to assist you. I'd like to advise all parties that this conference is being recorded. And now I'd like to hand over to Mike. Please go ahead.
So good afternoon, everybody. This is the Safety Hour for Wessex, and the topics that we are going to cover today will be the Take 5 initiative, manual handling and bowel cancer awareness. So just a recap for last week's Safety Hour statistics. So attendance last week, we had 50% attendance across the routes, which probably is due to Easter and annual leave. Close calls raised, we raised 49 close calls, and we closed 86% of our close calls within the 90 days. So that's pretty good going. So thank everyone for that. So just to move on. So this is the Take 5 for Safety. It's something that Network Rail is introducing now, we should all be aware of. It's a simple and quick safety check that you can carry out at any stage of any activity. So no matter what your role or where you work, you can help to think about the hazards associated with the work that you are doing and complete your activities safely. So some of the prompts that we need to consider before we take a task or during completing tasks, you can stop at any time in Take 5, at the start, during, and at the end. So the prompts that we need to have are before the task. Think through the steps of what you will be doing. Identify any risks within the work area. Make sure they're controlled before you start. So that is, have a look around, make sure there are no slips, trips and falls. What are you doing about manual handling? All those good things. What are we doing about trains? So it's just think about the task, what you're going to do, and how are you controlling them before you start the work. Okay, and that's the risk. During the task, so ask yourself, do you feel safe in what you're doing? Could you be doing it safer? That's a pretty good question for everyone. And are others around you also working safely? So check to make sure that everybody else in the team is working safely, you're working safely. If there's something you could do to work better and safer, and that's another time to Take 5. And then after the task, so once you've finished, look at the area. Reflect on the task. What did you do? Could you have done it better? Could you have done it more safely? And that's how things are, improvements are made day by day. So that's basically our Take 5 for safety. So think about the task before you start, what are you doing during the task, could you improve what you're doing and people around you, and after the task, look at the area and could you have done the work any safer than you just carry it out. So it's a pretty good thing for me, that. So, safer handling. We have a number of manual handling incidents across the route. It's something that seems to come up on the log week after week. We've had no major injuries as a result of poor manual handling, but we do get them. We do get fingers trapped. We get people that trip whilst they're lifting. So this is just a reminder, really, of the basic principles of manual handling. So I'll just go through them as I see them. So stop and think. Plan what you're going to lift. Use any appropriate handling aid. So rather than use your hands, can you use something else to lift the material, whether it be a rail, whether it be a bag of materials, whether it be a pallet, whatever. So, and some of the basic principles that we should observe when we're carrying out manual handling operations, okay? So ensure the object is light enough to lift. Can you actually lift it? Does it look heavy? Do we know how heavy it is? So ensure that the object is light enough. Is it stable? Is it likely to shift or move when we try and lift it? Those are the things that we need to consider. If it's heavy and it's awkward, should we be using an aid? Is manual handling the only option? Make sure you're standing directly in front of the item that you want to lift, so position yourself correctly. Get the item as handles, which you could use. So if it's got something on it that is designed for lifting, use those items, handles, straps, whatever. Know where you're taking the object. So understand the route you're going to take with the item once you've lifted it. So how are you going to get from point A to point B? Make sure the route is clear of obstructions. So that's basically know where you're going, point A to point B. Clear all the obstructions before you start the lift. Don't try and walk with the heavy item and then try and step over or through obstructions that are on in the route. So before you lift, stand as close to the load as possible. Stretch your feet. Make sure they're about the same distance apart as your shoulders. Your leading edge should be as far forward as is comfortable, and also point it in the direction in which you intend to move. So rather than lift something and then twist, actually have it face in the direction you're going to actually move off in, so you're not twisting and lifting. Bend your knees and keep your back straight. Keep your shoulders level and facing in the same direction as your hips. Not dancing. Grasp the load firmly, as close to the body as you can with both hands. The heavier side of the load should be closest to you. A hook grip is less tiring than keeping your fingers straight. Keep the object close to your body, use your legs to lift. Lift the load in a smooth motion. So that is just very, very smoothly stand up, lift, keeping your back straight. Carry the load close to the body with the elbows tucked into the body. So that is try and keep your elbows close as possible. Don't carry something with your arms stretched out in front of you. And when placing the item down, also bend your legs. So don't bend with your back, bend with your legs. That's some of the strongest muscles in your body, which are your thigh muscles. The big engines, that's right, Johnny, the big engines. Right, so this is another option. Never assume that because another workmate can lift an object without injury, this is a safe weight for you to attempt. So just because your mate can lift 400 pounds doesn't mean to say that you can. So make sure that you are confident that you can lift the weight of the material that you intend to lift. Okay, so that's another thing. Where you should take extra care, stacking items above shoulder height. If you can avoid it, do not stack items above shoulder height. That's where injuries really do occur. Where you can avoid it, try not to carry items up steps or down embankments, over rails and obstacles. Now, I know, obviously, in a working environment where a lot of our access points do have steps, we do have to carry stuff down embankments, but is it something that we need to assess as part of the overall lift? Know where you're going is one of the things that we talked about at the very beginning. So should we plan our lift? And it may not be appropriate for one person to lift it, so it might be lift with two or three people if we're going to go down an embankment or up steps. It may be lift and place down and lift again when we go up and down stairs. Try and avoid carrying items for long distances. So if we know we've got a long carry, maybe use something else like a track trolley if it's going to be walking along the track. If we can find a pallet truck in a yard, or a car park, then use a pallet truck. Try not to lift in a small and cluttered area. So finally, if you do suffer an injury or feel any pain when you are lifting, you should stop immediately and assume and stop and report it. Make sure that the incident is recorded. And the best way to do that is phone group control. So they need to be, all accidents and incidents need to be reported to them. But more importantly, make sure that you do stop if you do feel any pain. Do not continue and think you're just going to work your way through it, because that is the pain is a sign of an injury. It may not be a permanent injury, it just might be a muscle tear, but it is an injury, and therefore you should stop straight away. Right, so that's really manual handling as an individual, but we do a lot of manual handling as teams, and when we work as teams, specifically to lift, there are a few guidelines that I'd like to go through. So for team lifting, we need to coordinate the lift properly. Make sure that you've got the same people with the same height and build. We've got one person responsible for giving the instructions. So only one person should be telling the team when to lift. Everyone should understand what the instructions are going to be. Make sure everyone lifts, moves off and stops and places the load at the same time. So that is listen to the person giving the instructions. Follow the instructions that are being given. That's quite important. So lifting in teams doesn't mean that you can lift, you can double the amount you can lift if you've got an extra person. That doesn't work like that. So there are a few guidelines that I'm going to go through that will cover lifting in teams. So for example, if you're lifting in a team of two people, the load should only be increased by 2/3, the sums of the individual capabilities, okay? So that this means that if the risk assessment decided that it was okay for one person to lift 20 kilos, using two people would mean that the load should not exceed 26 kilos. So that's not 40 kilos. Okay, so there is a limit to how much two people can lift. It's not double the capability of one person. And similarly, the three people, the capability is half of some of their individual capabilities. So it's not three times what you can lift. It's actually half of what you all three of you could lift. If that makes sense. A mass to do there. So for team lifting, there is some guidelines which the Health and Safety Executive publish, and that's available on their website, and it's called a MAC tool. So it actually gives you a risk assessment and a score for the amount of people and the type of lifting that you're going to do. And this is a recommendation that Network Rail make, that we use the HSC MAC tool when we're planning lifts with teams of people. So there's some guidelines there. So risk reductions when we're lifting. So we can reduce the lift risks of handling materials if we use other aids. So we can use mechanical handling aids, and that can reduce the risk of injury. Simple aids such as trolleys can be used to move items and reduce the likelihood of injury. We can use cranes and hoists, pallet trucks, conveyors, forklift trucks. All these things can be used to lift materials without us having to use manual handling. Obviously, if we use other means, i.e. cranes, hoists, pallet trucks, conveyors, that will introduce other risks, and those risks also need to be considered. We need to do risk assessment for everything that we do. And also, anything that we use for lifting, the mechanical aid, needs some sort of statutory periodic inspection. So that, for me, is manual handling. So that's one topic, which I think is fairly important for the route. There's loads of stuff on Connect that we can get, and Safety Central, which is where I got the information for today's conversation. So the final item for me really is it's Bowel Cancer Awareness Month. So I'll just go through some of the symptoms that you can indicate that you may have bowel cancer or suspected bowel cancer. It's the fourth most common cancer in the UK. It affects both men and women, and the risk increases with age. I won't go through the details of the bowel. Right? Who is most at risk? The risk of bowel cancer increases with age, and most cases are in people over 50, so it's likely to be old people like me. All right, thanks very much. Signs and symptoms of bowel cancer can include, so it's bleeding from the bottom without any obvious reason, blood in your feces, This can be red, or it can actually turn this black. Changing your normal bowel habits, such as loose poo, pooing more often, and or constipation. It can be tummy pain, especially if it's severe, or a lump in the stomach, or unexplained weight loss. If you get these symptoms, you should actually go and see a GP. So there are ways that we can help reduce the risk of getting bowel cancer. Okay, so to reduce the risk, you can have a health, keep a healthy weight. You can be a non-smoker. These will reduce the risk of bowel cancer. We can do more of. We can boost the amount of fibre in our diet. So eat at least 5 portions of fruit and vegetables every day. Make sure you choose whole grain bread, cereals, rice and pastas. Try to do at least 2.5 hours of physical activity a week. Things like brisk walking. Gardening count towards this, even just doing 10 minutes at a time. Okay? Do less of. Eat smaller and fewer portions of red and processed meat and cut down on alcohol. So that, for me, is that on bowel cancer. Thank you. Oh, it's gone, isn't it? Right, so just the final one for me is Lindsay Melbourne's asked me just to mention that next week she will be mentioning on the Safety Hour Suicide Prevention Week. So it's Cross the Railway Network, the month of April experiences a high number of suicide events that a higher number of suicide events than any other month during the year. An alert has been raised nationwide for the 1st to the 30th of April. And next week we're running a week-long campaign, including a session on Safety Hour. We are asking for everyone's help in preventing suicides by raising the awareness of these incidents and what you can do to help. So please dial in. So that's it for me. So that's the Safety Hour concluded for me. So if anyone's got any questions, please ask them now.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, your question and answer session will now begin. If you wish to ask a question, please key star 1 on your telephone, record your name, and press the hash key. If you decide to withdraw your question, simply key star 2. All questions will be answered in the order received, and you will be advised when to ask your question. All other lines will remain on a listen only. No questions at this time.
Okay, good idea. We'll give it 1 more minute and then we'll close the call. We don't get any more questions, Christine.
Okay. Just to remind you to ask a question, it's star then 1. Record your name and press the hash key.
Okay, Christine, we'll close the conference there, please.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, Mike. Ladies and gentlemen, that concludes your conference call for today. You may now disconnect. Thank you for joining, and have a very good day.